This is WFYI News Now. It's November 3rd, and I'm Darian Benson. Coming up, former Vice President Mike Pence announced the end of his presidential bid. Political experts weigh in on his loss and future.
When he helped the Christian evangelicals go to Trump in 2016, they stayed there. They didn't really come back to him.
But first, these headlines. The Indiana Supreme Court says Attorney General Todd Urquita violated attorney professional conduct rules in his remarks about Dr. Caitlin Bernard, an Indiana doctor who provided abortion care to a 10-year-old rape victim and discussed that case with the Indianapolis Star. Urquita previously said that interview was a patient privacy violation. But now, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Lauren Chapman reports, Urquita has admitted misconduct to the court, though he says he only did so to resolve the investigation.
The Indiana Supreme Court Disciplinary Commission investigation into Urquita was filed in September. At the time, Urquita defended his remarks, which included calling Bernard an abortion activist acting as a doctor with a history of failing to report. No such history exists. The state Supreme Court's opinion says Urquita signed a sworn affidavit, made under penalty of perjury, admitting to misconduct and acknowledged he could not successfully defend himself if the matter were tried. But in a statement, Urquita said he signed the affidavit to save a lot of taxpayer money and distraction. The Supreme Court agreed to a confidential conditional agreement, except Chief Justice Loretta Rush and Justice Christopher Goff. Rush and Goff rejected the agreement, believing the discipline to be too lenient based on Rokita's position as Attorney General and the scope of the admitted misconduct. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lauren Chapman.
Urquita was ordered by the court to pay a $250 fee in addition to public reprimand. Over 40 people gathered to write letters Wednesday night calling on lawmakers to oppose a proposed pipeline bringing water from Tippecanoe County to Lebanon as part of a massive industrial project there. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports the event marked the first official meeting of Stop the Water Steal, a local group taking action against regional water withdrawals.
The group represents yet another front of the mounting regional opposition to the state's proposed pipeline. Sandra Alvillar is the director of strategy for Stop the Water Steal. She says many people in the community feel like they don't have the power to resist the state's project.
We want to prove to them that if they show up in numbers, they will be heard. These letters are just the first step in this whole process.
Alvillar says the hope is to organize communities all along the Wabash River to stand against the state's project. The Indiana Economic Development Corporation recently released the early findings of a study into regional water availability, which found there was abundant water to support growth in both Lebanon and the greater Lafayette area. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Some counties across the state are experiencing shortages in poll workers. Linda Hansen is the president of the League of Women Voters Indiana, an organization that encourages active participation in government. Hansen also serves as the spokesperson for the local Muncie, Delaware County chapter of the League. She says her local chapter has experienced struggles in retaining enough poll workers.
Many of the poll workers are aging beyond when they want to be out doing this. And certainly COVID and the possibilities of being exposed to so many people has impacted the response of some of the older workers.
Hansen encourages any Hoosier interested in becoming a poll worker to check with their county clerk to assess the county's need for volunteers. Many Indiana residents will vote in this election on whether to increase property taxes to give more money to local schools. And this year, some of these referenda would also contribute to charter schools. From WFYI's Education Desk, Eric Weddle reports on potential confusion over this new law.
The school city of Hammond is the first district in the state impacted by a new law. It's required to share property tax revenue with charter schools if the referendum wins voter support. Charter schools, which are publicly funded but independently managed, don't typically receive those funds in Indiana. A new law changed that. But Common Cause Indiana Director Julia Vaughn says the law does not require the ballot question explain any of this.
I think voters, might after the fact feel a bit hoodwinked.
The School City of Hammond superintendent says they will share revenue with 10 charter schools if the referendum passes. I'm Eric Weddle, WFYI News.
former Vice President Mike Pence announced the end of his presidential bid last week. He is the first major candidate in the Republican primary to do so, and many political experts now weigh in on his loss and future. Professor Paul Helmke at Indiana University's O'Neill School says that Pence lost the evangelical conservative base that made his career.
When he helped the Christian evangelicals go to Trump in 2016, they stayed there. They didn't really come back to him. The Reagan part of the party is pretty much dead and gone. It's a brand new party.
Pence had hoped the Iowa caucus would save his campaign. Mike Wolf is the acting director of the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics.
His strategy was really to do well in Iowa, where he had a lot of likely success as a more religiously conservative candidate. But the problem is to get to Iowa, you have to end up having success in the polling nationwide.
The Columbus native and former Indiana governor was fifth in national polls by the time he withdrew. Analysts say Pence still has standing in national politics. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's episode was produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you liked today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.